Here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street, ElCajonFord.com for all your new and used vehicles. You may not know this, but all their used vehicles are trade-ins. That's right. They don't get their cars from the auction. If anything, they send them to the auction. If they don't meet their criteria, off that vehicle goes. Go to ElCajonFord.com for new, used, and quick lane service right here in El Cajon. On the phone right now, Austin Edwards. Austin, how you doing today, bud?
Hey, Dave.
How'd it go last night?
Well, it was wild, but we finished well.
It was wild. And where were you racing last night?
That was at the Orangeville Speedway.
Okay. How big a track is that?
That is a quarter mile. It's actually a pretty old track, but I don't even remember seeing pictures of when the infield used to be grass. There would be a big red flag, and I see the people would actually play football. They'd get out of their cars and play football and wait until they went back under yellow. So, yeah, that track is a little bit older than most.
Asphalt or dirt?
It is asphalt. I don't drive dirt yet.
Okay, you haven't driven dirt yet, except for out in the backyard?
Still not really, no.
All right, so now the car you drove last night was the orange/red Pinto?
Pinto, yeah. Mini stocks, what they call them now.
So,
yeah, it's Pinto.
Give us a blow-by-blow, my friend.
Well, we went into the first practice. Well, at least last race, we had motor problems, but yeah, we had the best setup that I think we've ever had in that car. Mm. But we came into this race, we stayed up all late the night before fixing that motor problem that we had, and luckily made it to the track, but then we had setup issues quite a bit. The car was pushing in the corners more than we'd like to. So that went on for practice. We went into qualified third. The car was just pushing so bad, we finished last in the heat race and trophy dash. But then we were just tired of the pushing. We loosened it up as much as we could. But then we changed the stagger, which we were switched the right front and right rear tire, putting half an inch more stagger in the back tires. And we went out there, and, of course, the car's flying. So being that the Orangeville Speed was doing invert with the mini stocks now, it was hard to come back up. But through a lot of yellow flags and just doing what we could, we made it to fourth at the end of the night.
Wow. So you got a fourth out of it after all.
Yep.
How many cars?
22.
Ooh, that's not bad. You should be smiling.
Yeah, there's been over 30 there before. That's when it gets wild.
Yeah, well, it sounded to me. What did you say? That's a quarter of a mile and you got that many cars on the track? Wow.
Yep.
Well,
that was about at least half the track when they're not a double file.
So did the car survive?
Just a little bit of damage on the right front. And being for Orange Show in the mini stocks class, that is nothing.
So what you're telling me is you slept good that night.
Oh, yeah. Well, after I finally got to bed at almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what racers do, you know. Racing has nothing to do with sleeping. Racing has everything to do with racing, right?
Actually, that's why I woke up at about lunchtime today.
I know. I talked to your mom, and she goes, well, he's still sleeping. And I go, wait a minute, it's Mother's Day. He should be making you bacon and eggs and hash browns. She said,
yeah, I drove a Pinto last night. I was tired.
I bet you did. But that's okay. Hey, just the fact that you're doing as well as you're doing, that should be a great Mother's Day gift to your mom, right?
We still got stuff to do tonight. I think right after we're done here, we're gonna go out to dinner and hope to see a movie. So,
all right, what are you gonna go see? I'll go with you. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, of course, I can't remember the name of it. I mean, come on.
You just want to do something to take your brain away from racing for a little while, right?
Not really, but
I know. I was just trying to be nice. You probably want to go see that new Fast and Furious movie.
Well, I already saw that one.
Is it worth going to see?
Huh?
Is it worth going to see?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's one part of the movie where I say it's raining Chevys and Nissans.
Okay, so you're telling me
it's worth it to see it. It's pretty cool.
All right, because I love all the other ones, and I'm a real nut when it comes to that. All right, so what's your next race? Where are you going next?
Actually, right next week is the big team and race at Orange Speedway again. And it's the Sunrise Ford 150. You got riding cars like Gillian, Eggleston, Landauer, and lots more are all coming over to the Orange Show Speedway, my home track. And they've been here the last couple of years, and it's just been a great race every time. I can't wait for them to come back.
Wow, that sounds like it's crazy. Now, where is the Orange Show located for people that are maybe not aware?
It's in San Bernardino, actually, at the Orange Show Fairgrounds. It's in the Orange Show Fairgrounds. So, it's actually 15 minutes, half an hour from where I live, so it's kind of cool to not have to drive 5 hours to a racetrack like we usually do.
Yeah, I know. You guys do an awful lot of driving. Well, San Bernardino, that's not too far from how much farther is it to from Paris?
From Paris?
Yeah, to, say, the Orange Show. Because it takes me 2.5 hours to get to Paris. I'm wondering how long...
I'm guessing I'm not familiar with that. You're talking about a racetrack, right?
Yeah, Paris Auto Speedway. Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't run Paris. That's right.
Yeah, I've heard the name, but I've never actually been there.
Yeah, it's over in Riverside. Or actually, Paris, California. So, no, I'm dying. I've always been wanting to come to the Orange Show. Everybody tells me how great it is. It's a great spectator track.
Great racing. You got the Bandoleros, the main stocks, the street stocks, the open lane malls, figure eights, and bar poles, and very rarely some skid plate cars.
Oh, yeah, skid plate cars. Are you wanting to do that someday?
We've got one in my dad's tow yard that we just got to put a roll cage in, but those things, I don't know. I'm used to driving sideways, but that's a little crazy for me.
Yeah, that's sideways with no control.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So, hey, I understand you're doing something special. Is it the next show at Orange? You're doing something with, I guess you've got a new sponsor, or you're doing something on the car?
Well, we're actually just going to bring a late model out there and put it out front since the rules changed last year.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was able to got the opportunity from Rob Proctor to allow me to drive my late model at the Orange Speedway when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last race of last year, and it's crazy, but Madeira is a third mile, and Orange Show is quite a bit smaller at a quarter mile. Mm-hmm. And you actually feel like you're going faster at the Orange Show.
Wow.
But unfortunately, they changed the rule this year for some miscellaneous reasons. And, I can't go back to the track, but nobody can break my record now.
Oh, there you go. But do you have a new sponsor on the car, or are you doing something special?
I don't believe.
I'll have to look at my phone, because your mom had mentioned something. I think it was your mom. Of course, I talked to somebody. I'll have to look and take a peek, but... I thought you guys were doing something on the hood of the car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. My memory's horrible.
Wait a minute. How old are you? I don't want to hear that.
12.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, he said you're cutting two hoods, cuts to fit the late model for the wrap shop first thing in the morning. So what's the tribute to?
I was actually working on those hoods right before I came and called in. But actually, the secretary of my school, she had her son, Tyler Davis, pass away in battle a little while ago. Mm. So he's the first soldier to pass ever since Vietnam. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a special thing. I mean, we just wanted to do anything that we could. So we're cutting two hoods. We're going to put one on the car and give one to her family. And actually, the Memorial Day race is coming up in Madeira, and we're going to have saluting in that race. We're working on those hoods. Autographs are going to help us get them wrapped, and we're going to just support in any way we can with that.
That is so, so cool. Feel like coming to San Diego, put it on TV?
Oh, yeah. That was...
No, do you want to come back?
I can come back there? Ooh.
Do you want to?
I'm excited.
All right, well, let's do this. You know, coordinate it with your mom and dad to see what the scheduling's like. And you know, because of what you're doing, I will make you a spot on a Sunday you choose. So get with the family, find out when you guys want to do another San Diego staycation, and we'll, you know, if you feel up to it, you know, and we'll talk about, you know, the wrap, the guy that's going to do the wrap, and, you know, mm-hmm. give you some, you know, I mean, I'll always give you airtime.
Yeah, it was awesome coming out there. I'd love to come back out.
Well,
there.
You're more than welcome, and the station asks about you all the time. So, you know, you're more than welcome to come back. So, right, but right now I'm going to go ahead and let you get back out there and work on that hood, and we'll talk to you down the road, bud.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Take care, folks. That's Austin Edwards. Keep your eye out for that kid, even if he is just 12 years old. Hey, we're going to take a small break. This is Racer Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Barona rep. It's Jessica. She's a hot mess driving number 29, and I guess it didn't go well last night. So stay tuned. We'll have an answer for you shortly right here on Racer Radio.
AM 1170. The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. The Answer, brought to you by Barona Circle Track, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Go to 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in lovely Lakeside and check out all the action. But right now we've got Jessica on the line. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am not doing too bad. How'd the old 29 do last night?
Oh, my goodness. Hot mess as usual.
Another hot mess? What is up with you, girl?
I know.
If it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all, right?
Right, exactly.
All right. First off, what class do you run in?
At Barona, I run the pure stocks, but at Paris, it's the factory stocks.
Okay. So you went out there last night with all the admirations of doing well. What happened?
Well, you know, I went out there and I started in the middle of the pack for the main, and I worked my way up. Like a couple laps in, I had worked my way all the way up to third place, which wow. I was like completely stoked about. And then around turn four, I just got caught up, and there was four cars lined up all together, and one of them kind of hit me and made me spin out. And so, unfortunately, I had to go to the back of the pack because I was bummed about that. But, I mean, you know, coming up third place, I mean, I was just excited about that. Like, yeah. I'd never gotten all the way up there.
Were you able to recoup?
For the most part, I was kind of a little shooken up. And then also, like, a couple laps after that, there was a flip. One of the cars got hit into the wall, and he, you know, flipped and went upside down. Mm. So, and that happened, like, right in front of me. And when I saw that, I got, like, shooken up. Too, you know, I was still shaken up, and so I went a couple laps more, and then I was just kind of angry, frustrated, and scared, so I kind of just pulled off the track and said, you know, I'm just going to call it quits for tonight.
You know what, and that's a smart thing to do. A lot of people don't think that you guys think that way, but yeah, when it's not right, as I always say, when in doubt, don't.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I was thinking. You know, I've just doesn't feel right. I don't think I can concentrate enough to finish this race because I'm sort of shooken up and angry. So
right.
Yeah, I just pulled off, and I wasn't upset about it. I mean, you know, emotions run high, and I got a little upset, but I mean, for the most part, I had fun, and that's all that matters.
And that's what racing's all about, you know. And people can say what they want about racing, but until you get behind the wheel and you get out there with 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 other cars, when you get done, trust me, you'll be a different person.
I know. I'm learning, and I'm getting better.
Oh, no, you're doing just fine. Are you kidding? And see, you didn't do well, but yet you still called in, which just shows, you know, the professionalism that you have, and that's good. Because, you know, I don't want just people calling in and telling me how great they are. I want them to call in and tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Of course, yeah. That's what racing is all about. It's not all good.
Nope, not all good. So how'd your sponsors take it last night?
As far as, like, my car and stuff, like, there's no damage or anything done to it.
Oh, well, that's good. Who is your sponsor? Who sponsors you?
I have Victory Graphics. He does all my graphics, Kevin Bates. And then Oil Changers of Ramona. They give me oil changes, like, every two races for free. So sweet. Make sure my engine's running up good. And then I'm also part of Racers Against Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I represent them. And I actually just yesterday picked up a new program that I'm, like, super excited about. It's called Thumbs Up for a Cure. And I'm going to be representing two young children. One's 14 months old, and the other's 6 years old, I believe. And the 14-month-old has retinoblastoma.
Mm.
And what I'm going to be doing is, like, I'm going to be racing on behalf of him. Like, my racing is going to be – I'm going to be racing for him.
Now, are you going to – is the car going to be decaled out to talk about the –
Yeah, absolutely. My friend Chris Carnish, he actually put decals on my car last night. I got interested in it. He hooked me up, and the lady called me 10 minutes later and said, I have your crew chiefs. Here's your, you know, Chris has your stickers. You put them on. So I had them on before my main.
Cool. Well, you know what this means, don't you?
What?
You got to bring the car down to KUSI and promote what you're doing.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Well, you knew I was. I mean, come on. So what I'll do is all you have to do is look at your next couple of Sundays and find one that's good for you. And let's set something up. And if you want to invite, you know, the two kids down as well, you're more than welcome to do it. Have them bring the family in, you know, bring your spot, have the guy that's going to do the wrap. You know, bring everybody that you could bring in, and basically, it's kind of a way for you to say thank you to them, even though they're saying thank you to you.
Yeah, all right. That sounds great. I'm sure they'd love to do that.
All right,
sounds
cool. Awesome. So what's your next race?
There's a race at Verona this coming Saturday, the 20th. I'm still debating on whether I should go out or not.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely I will. Right now I'm kind of iffy, but, like, you know, once Thursday, Friday rolls around, I'm going to be itching to get back to the car. So.
I know. Isn't that the truth? That's always the case.
Right.
Well, and, you know, and you're doing so much good by giving back to the community, you know, by helping out, you know, kids like you are right now with this new program that you've gotten involved in, which is, you know, it'll definitely make you feel better. And hey, you're just out there having fun, you know, and that's really the big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a blast. I love it.
Yeah. There's no great big check at the end of the day. I mean, it's just camaraderie of working, you know, running with everybody out there in your classes and, you know, the folks you get to hang out with working on the car. You know, it's either that or sitting around watching TV.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't, you know, say enough, like, the racing family at Verona is amazing. We hang out, like, at the track, away from the track. They're, you know, always there to help you anytime you need anything. Like, it's just one big family, and I love it.
Because you came into it pretty cold, didn't you?
I did. I had never raced before in my life.
And you didn't have a mom or a dad that raced ahead of you?
I didn't, like, which was strange to me. And then So my grandma told me, like, you know, your great-grandma always wanted to be a race car driver, so maybe it was somewhere deep in your blood.
Well, you know, they say that generational thing jumps. You know, jumps generations. So she may have something going there. You never know.
I know. Well, I'm definitely addicted now. So.
So are you gonna stay in this class for a few more years?
Yeah, I think so. I'm having a lot of fun in this class, and until I kind of get bored of it, I think I'll just stay. Like, you know.
And it's not that expensive to keep a car running in that class either.
It depends on what happens. I mean, like.
Well,
for me, like, it hasn't been too bad. But, I mean, like, yeah, like, for the guy last night, he totaled his whole car. He needed a new car. But, I mean, as far as, like, maintenance and stuff, no, because it's just a stock car. You don't need any modifications or anything,
Other than safety, roll cage, fuel cell, and a seat and some, you know, and And the only reason I bring that up is because, you know, somebody out there, like your grandmother, might be thinking, geez, I sure wish I could go try that. Well, you can.
Absolutely.
In fact, if you go out to the track and then go into the pits, there's a good chance if you talk to some guy by the name of Evans, heck, he'd probably even let you take his car out and drive it to see if you like it.
Of course, or he'd even take you for a ride in his two-seater. You know he would.
No. I would ride with you with no passenger seat before I rode with Eric with a passenger seat. Thank you very much. And you would do that. Are you telling me you'd go out and ride with Eric?
Probably not, no.
Thank you very much. Okay, there we go. We're on the same page. Because the last person I took him out and let him get in the car, the poor girl screamed around the track every lap. All you could hear was her. You couldn't even hear him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, he was spinning donuts left and right and high and low. So, but, yeah, we got to get more people out to Verona. Because, man, I tell you what, folks, if you haven't been to Verona Speedway, you really need to go. Tons of family, tons of fun, and you get to see great action. You get to go in the pits. There's, you know, you get to hang out with the teams, and if you're lucky, you might even end up working on a car if you walk too slow. Am I right?
We'll grab you if we need help. We'll be like, hey, come help us with it.
That's it. And yeah, you're absolutely right. So, well, I tell you what, you know, it's, you know, I'm glad everything went well last night, and I'm sure on next week it's going to be even better. You going to do anything to the car? Anything different? Or is it kind of coming together for you?
It's kind of coming together. I mean, at first it had a little kinks in it. We had to fix a couple things here and there. But now we're getting the hang of it. And right now, like as it is, nothing needs to be touched. It's ready to go.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, and for you to move up to third, boy, is that one of the best
advances? Out of 15
advanced
cars.
Is that the best advance you've had so far?
That is the best. I'm in my head. I'm just like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Oh my god!
Where are all these people coming going? They're going the other way. They're going behind me. Well, you know, it's seat time. It's really what it amounts to. So more seat time you get, the better you are, the more comfortable you are. It's just seat time, seat time, seat time. And once you get that, the more you get, the better you feel. And that's why I was asking. You know, my idea would be to stay in that same division until you, like you said, until you've got it so dialed in that you're bored.
Yeah, exactly. Or until they kick me out.
Or until they kick
winning, you.
You
know, I'll be like, you need to move up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I plan on staying. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, like I said, it's always fun to watch you. I watched you the last time I went out and, you know, you got a great crew, you know, on hand. So that's really helpful as well. And you know, and they're all motivated to keep you going and keep you happy. And, you know, one of these days, maybe we'll work real hard to get rid of that title hot mess.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of sticking, you know?
Yeah. You noticed?
Yeah.
Well, if you keep doing what you're doing, yeah, your thing's going to stick for sure.
Right.
But we want to see that hot mess win. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
Can you even imagine what that's going to be like when you get your first trophy?
Oh, my gosh. I don't.
You're gonna be so you'll definitely be a hot mess when that happens.
I will.
Oh my gosh. I hope I'm there when that happens because that'll be the bomb.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best. All right, kiddo. Hey, we're gonna go ahead and let you go. Enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day, and we will talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, and you have my email, right?
I do. Any phone number, I believe.
Okay, send me an email so we can set up something for the new scheme and what you're doing for the kids.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, kiddo. Take care.
All right.
All right, folks. We're going to go ahead and take a small break. You're listening to Racer Radio. Coming up next from Paris Auto Speedway, Tom and Jeff Gillen. They're in the cruiser class from Paris Auto Speedway. We'll be chatting with them in a moment. So stay tuned. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. I got one step ahead of myself there. What 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Just go to parisautospeedway.com. You can find out all you ever want to know about the track, scheduling, maybe you want to start your own race team. It's got rules, regulations, everything you'll need to move up the ladder. But right now we've got two special guests on the line. We got Tom and Jeff Gillen. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well. How are you?
Not bad at all. And you guys are in the cruiser class?
We were, but we're in the factory stock.
So we run the factory stock class now.
Okay. And what's the difference between a cruiser class and a factory stock?
Well, the cruiser class, when we started with that, it was two individuals in the same car, big American sedans. My little brother had the wheel and the brake, and I worked the throttle from the other seat. So that was
it was
a little different.
Oh, yeah, and they wet the track also.
And they wet the track.
So it's kind of a glorified train race?
Well, yeah, but two guys in the same car. It got pretty serious after a few years, and we ran that for, I think, about 5 years. They did away with that class. And then, 4 years, and they did. And then they started the American Factory Stock class, which is we've been running that for 10 years out there, and it's a good starter class. We run a pair of 85 Ford T-Birds, and we that we've built, and we run those now, and it's a good class to run in if you don't want to break the bank.
Yeah, exactly. And I try to explain to people that, you know, cars at the lower divisions are just as much fun as the higher divisions, except they're not as expensive.
Oh yeah, and you have a lot of good racing there because the cars are pretty well equal. So you'll get four or five good laps, dicing and slicing with four or five guys, and you get out of the car and go, man, that was fun.
And that's really what it is fun. I mean, they limit the tire size. We're all running the same carburetor, and you're right, it does. You know, it does. It's about safety, though. We don't scrimp on the safety. Full roll cage, fuel cell, race seat, all the safety stuff. But you know, for what we're spending, it's pretty inexpensive. Right to the time, maybe. What's the sticker in my car, Jeffrey? The wall equals money. Yeah, you get the wall. That's when it gets expensive.
Yeah. Everything is fine until you smack something or somebody, and then it gets ugly. Really, really, really. Even if it is an 85 T-Bird.
That's correct. And you should probably have a spare one also. I think we've got a spare one sitting around someplace, too.
I bet you got two or three. Don't let anybody kid you.
Yeah.
Well, fenders, hoods. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to go buy them brand new from the Ford dealer.
No, and they're actually hard to find now.
Are they really?
So when we find one, see, from 83 to 86, that's the same body style. So when we find one, we pick it up.
Darn right. Well, I'll keep my eyes open because I'm always looking for cars, too. So,
always look for everything.
I know, you and me, but that's why I'm glad I don't live anywhere near
but we
you.
We had 15 cars in the factory stock class last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And really on a half-mile dirt oval. And it was, it was a lot of fun. 20 laps. We a couple of yellows. We had a red. We had somebody get upside down. So it's some fun. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I know. It's a disease. Let me tell you, it's a disease.
But to mention the car that got upside down.
Yeah.
The roll cage and everything, all the safety features. He got out, walked away from it, and he was more upset that he wrecked his car than anything else.
Isn't that usually the case?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could be injured and still be upset that you wrecked your car.
That's true.
Yeah.
The car always comes first.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is a good family thing for us. You know, it's my little brother and myself. We had the cruiser car, and we built the two T-Birds. His son, my nephew, is our crew chief. Our sister's our biggest fan. It's a family deal. And then that circus they call the infield over the, I don't know, 17 years we've been there, we've made some good friends. And I don't know about most other tracks, but at Paris, heckling is part of racing.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, if you're not heckling, you're not racing.
Nah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And people don't understand the camaraderie that you find in the pits until you've experienced it. And once you experience it, then it makes perfectly good sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for the first time, my sister came down in the pits. She's always sat in the stands, and she goes, oh, my God, this is a totally different world.
Yeah, totally.
You see a lot more things than you see up in the stands, and you hear a lot more things.
No kidding. But some things you don't want to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So I tell all my young drivers, because that's why I actually changed the name of the radio show, because I did the Western State Racer Expo with Shelley Woolbridge, and I did the up there. I took my radio gear, and we did 3 hours of radio for these young kids coming up in the racing. And I literally changed the name of my show to Racer Radio because of it, because that's who I really like to support, and that's the young kids coming up the ladder. But you guys are no different, even though you've been running longer than most. And I always make a point of having you guys tell us who's your sponsor, who gets you to the track. Because your sponsors really care about that more than they care about anything else, and that's a fact that you're talking about them.
Yeah, our sponsor is Valley Auto Salvage. And if it wasn't for him finding us these T-Birds and stuff, which is hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically our family and friends that, they'll come over and do whatever it takes to get the car ready. So we're pretty blessed that we have a really good fan base and really good friends to help us out.
Yeah. And a great wrecking yard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you're right. We're no youngsters. I mean, you know, I celebrated my 59th birthday last night at the track, which I would rather – that's the only thing I'd like to do. And, you know, I raced motorcycles in the California desert most of my life. But as they say, with age comes a cage. And we're racing against kids that are, you know, what was that, Jeffrey? You went and got in the kids' space a couple of years ago. 15 years old.
Hey, I just had I got a kid. His name is Austin Edwards. I think he's 12 years old. He runs a Pinto, and he also has a I think he has a modified. And
oh man,
and the kid is awesome. When you hear, in fact, I'll send you this show. I'll send it to Scott, and then Scott will probably send it to you. And he's in the first. He's the first interview, and it's just amazing. I was so impressed with this young man. I mean, he doesn't have any sponsors. His mom and dad pays for everything, but he's working with a animal shelter. So he's got little dogs all over his car because, and he's already gave that group $15,000 in his race wins.
Yeah.
So
wow.
And those are the kind. That's why I bring these kinds of people on, and you guys as well. You know, I mean, when Scotty tells me, "Hey, I got two really great guys," that's all I need to hear because Scott is, well, everybody out of Paris Auto Speedway is stellar.
Well, he told us,
Scott, he'll bust us all night long, and it's all in good fun. And we laugh at some of the things he says about us, you know, and it's just good fun.
Yeah.
Everybody down at the track, it's like going camping.
Yeah.
You know.
It's he told us last night when he asked us to do this, I'm not sure what he meant, but he said we had the face for radio. Not sure what he meant.
I'm not sure either, but.
But you know, the as far as the sponsorship goes, I would bet you that 99% of the guys that race on Saturday night, if they could just break even at the end of the year, if they could just, where if it didn't cost them money out of their own pocket, they would think that they had made a fortune, right? Because it's not just the back fee and the entry fee, and you're going to break stuff, and you're going to have spares, and you know, and all that, and all that takes money. And although what we're racing in is not expensive, it's not cheap either.
No.
But you know, we also don't get a purse. We do it for the fun of it.
Right.
And usually what ruins our day, and you've heard it a million times, is that $5 part.
Yep. I know. And the cheaper the part, the worse it is.
Oh, yeah.
No, I totally get it. Well, and I'll tell you, just like I tell every driver that I bring on, and I support Barona, I support Paris, Irwindale, anybody that I could support, I'll support them. In fact, this kid, Austin, he goes to the Orange Show, and he goes to Madeira. Oh, yeah. And I will support them as much as I can just to keep these tracks open. And I will tell you, I mean, I realize you guys are not out looking for sponsorship dollars, but...
Oh, no, that's not true.
Okay, well, there we go.
That's not true.
Money.
Well, then
we're always looking for money.
I will offer you the same thing I offer them. I do the number one watch morning show in San Diego on TV. And if you ever want to drag the race car down, drag them both down, or even just one, I'll give you airtime so that whenever you are looking for money, because you can now say to your potential sponsor, hey, if you sponsor me, not only will you get to, will I carry your stickers, but I'll also get you on the number one watched TV show on San Diego and the only motorsports show in Southern California, which is Racer Radio. And that's free of charge. I don't come up and try to snag anything from you later on because I want you to keep racing and I want you to keep spreading the good word around. So if you ever want to it's open.
The great thing about my brother and I is
independently wealthy.
No.
The thing about racing at Paris Auto Speedway, we have always finished in the top five.
Wow.
Every year. So
both of you?
Well, one of us.
We always
factory stock's been around 10 years. One of us have finished in the top three every year.
Wow.
So
they don't like you. They probably don't like you.
We're the only ones running Fords. So that's really
the only Fords out there.
You know, if I stand around three Fords, I throw up. I tell you that.
Yeah, well, you know, don't make me break into my
way about my ex-wife.
Hey, you know what? I stopped saying that because the Ford guys wouldn't come to KUSI and they wouldn't invite me to their events. I said, dude, I'm just joking.
It's all good fun. We get ribbed about being Fords, and you know, we give it out with the Chevys too.
Heck yeah, man. Are you kidding? Have you got a big blue oval on your car someplace?
No,
you should be out there.
Say what?
We tried to be a little bit stealth, but we don't have the blue oval. My brother's got the Ford tattoo, and two more payments, I think that thing's his.
All right. Either that or they'll repo it.
They repossessed it the other day, but I outran him.
Ah, you're the man. You are absolutely the man. So when's your next race?
June 3rd.
Yeah,
we go again. We go again June 3rd.
Okay, and that's Paris?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
right. we run an, I think it's an 8-race season this year, and as most people know, you know, with jobs and family, and you know, you get the race schedule every year, and you start planning your vacations and time away from work and all that around the race schedule.
Parties and everything.
Yep.
Ah, hey, I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do? That's what I thought you're supposed
to
do.
That's what my wife does.
That's what I figured too. Oh, you must have a great wife if she sets her vacation time around racing.
Well,
the whole
story, and we don't have enough radio time for that. But no, she tolerates it. She tolerates it.
Well, I hope did something nice for her today, both of you.
We did. In fact, we saw our mom, and our mom is a big fan of ours.
Excellent.
And all she wanted to know was how the races were last night. You know, our father got us into racing. Our grandfather built a racetrack back in the late 30s, early 40s in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Terre Haute, Indiana.
Wow.
World War II. And then my dad was born and raised in Indy, and we were going to Ascot as kids for USAC midgets. And so we've been around this
area. Ontario Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We actually watched him test NASCAR on Ontario Motor Speedway. They said they wouldn't stick, and they did.
You knew they'd stick.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, I was a crew chief at the time. I won the 6-hour Enduro at Riverside, so yeah, I know exactly what you
mean. I missed that track. That track was so awesome.
Oh, it makes me cry. Makes me cry.
My wife has not been allowed to shop in that shopping mall since they built it.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't stop in it either. I don't care. And I cut up my Union 76 card when they dumped NASCAR, too, so that's just me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you believe that? And last but not least, I live on an easement road in Alpine, California, and there's only 3 houses on the property. Mine was the 3rd one built, so guess what the street name is? Earnhardt Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, guys, hey, I'm going to let you go. Go wax your car or take the lovely mother out to dinner again, and we hopefully will see you on June 3rd.
Thank you very much, man. Have a good day.
Hey, and send me info if you want to bring the race cars down to San Diego. You can bring your mom with you. I'm sure she'd get a thrill out of it. So just get my email from Scotty. We'll make it happen.
We'll get it. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Take care. Be safe at Riverside Down and the Shiny Side Up. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, Dennis Woolridge is going to be on the line. He was at Paris Auto Speedway last night. Somebody tells me he won. Right here on AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Care. You can go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net for all your automotive needs. Certified Car Care also has dynos on premises, so if you're a racer and you tell them you heard it right here on Racer Radio, you'll get a pretty nice discount for your first dyno pull. All right. Hey, we got Dennis Woolridge on the line. Dennis, how are you today, sir?
Doing good, Dave. How you doing?
Not bad. What's this I hear? You did pretty good last night at Paris Auto Speedway.
Yeah, pretty good night for us.
What class do you run in?
We won Super Stocks.
Oh, okay. Super Stock. And I understand you won the race.
Yep, won the main event. You know, it was a pretty good night. Like I said, good race overall. You know, so pretty happy about that.
How many cars in the lineup?
We had about 13 last night. The Super Stock class has been, you know, drawing a pretty good steady class of cars, and the competition's definitely getting more fierce in it too. So it's to get a win is pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What kind of cars? I mean, what would be a super stock if somebody didn't know?
They kind of look like a dirt late model, so they have an aftermarket kind of wedge body, most of them, wedge-type bodies.
Got it.
So they may not look like a stock, you know, a stock Monte Carlo or Camaro, but they're all aftermarket for the most part.
Right. And they run, big block V8s?
They're mostly small block, but they're unlimited on the cubic inch, and we run a four-barrel carburetor.
Okay.
So we can get some pretty good speed out of them, pretty good horsepower.
Yeah, and at Paris on a half-mile dirt, that probably is an e-ticket ride for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely...
get your attention.
Yes, for sure.
So who have you got on the side of the car that helps you get to the track every week?
Well, the Western States Racer Expo, as you're familiar with, that's something we promote and we believe in. PRE 2.0, which is, you know, something my wife and I do that to help the racers supply them parts and both at the track and away from the track as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Hubcap Mike, who's another sponsor that helps me out.
So that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Don't forget Shelly.
Well, Shelly, yeah, my wife Shelly, she's definitely the number one fan and supporter, along with, I have several other crew guys that come out and support and help us out.
Well, I got to tell you that Western States Racer Expo has probably been one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done in all my career being on radio and TV. The fact that you guys give back so well to the young youth racers today, I got to tell you, I have yet to stop talking about it. I tell everybody I know that's in racing and even the ones that aren't in racing, because you don't have to be a gearhead to support motorsports. But that is, and I can't wait for next year. I mean, I know it's going to be huge and bigger than ever, but what a great organization you guys put together, seriously.
Yeah, and it's definitely in the works for next year. And, and we'd like to think that, part of the reason that the competition is, getting more fierce, that people are, learning more about their cars. And we've been hosting several, the PRE side, we host some practices about once a month out at the track and, just help everybody get their cars dialed in, get them dialed in, make sure the cars are mechanically sound. So, when they get to the racetrack, then, they're ready and, they're just getting more seat time to be able to, and which is kind of good and bad for me, because that means the competition catching up. So,
well, you could always have these kids call in, to the radio station, just to help keep them, sharp. In fact, I'd like to get a list of the ones that I had interviewed when we were up there, because there was a couple of drivers that were supposed to get back in touch with me, but they hadn't done it. So I know you guys have all the contact info on those guys, and I'd like to, chase them down, give them some radio and maybe even some television.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have Shelly follow up with that and get you the information.
Yeah, that'd be great. So what's your next race?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of close. Usually we're about once a month. This one's a little closer, which is fine. Luckily not too much damage on my car last night. It's stayed out of trouble. So, but that gives us enough time to get it ready and prepped for the next time.
Well, it helps to stay in the front.
Yeah, that's kind of the best place.
Yeah, you don't get in too much trouble when you're in the front of the pack. Yeah, I mean.
No, it was like I said, it was a good night. The car was good. The driver wasn't half bad, so it turned out pretty well.
I think you're just being easy on yourself is what I think, personally.
Yeah.
So now you run Paris Auto Speedway. What other tracks do you run?
I try to get up to Bakersfield or down to Barona. We're at the track a lot because we support the track.
Mm-hmm.
At different functions, so it's a little bit difficult to travel, but because we're there on the Night of Destruction were there on the sprint car nights, supporting that show also with fuel and parts and whatever else. So, but you know, we always like to travel to wherever we can.
Well, yeah, who doesn't want to try another track, right?
Yeah, exactly, and that just sharpens your skills whenever you can do that.
Right. Well, you know, we've got Austin Edwards. I don't know if he was at the Racer Expo. I think he was, now that I think about it. So I've been able to pick up a few drivers from the Expo and getting them to call in and being on TV. And Joel Rayborn, he calls in on a pretty regular basis. And these are all kids that are 12, 11, 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, and that's a great start for them to sharpen their skills on interviews and, just talking to the public and all that and getting their sponsors out there, too. So. Yeah,
without a shadow of a doubt. And you can tell Shelly I'm trying to work on getting myself a sponsor so she doesn't have to write a check for me to bring the radio show to her. So I am looking for a sponsor. So.
I'm sure that, we'll definitely appreciate that.
But, oh, I know that's a killer. So, but tell her if she knows anybody that wants to sponsor the radio show, I'll give them more than they, I'll under promise and over deliver. How's that?
Very good. Very good. Well, start on that right away, I'm sure.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Hey, Dennis, always good chatting with you. Look forward to talking to you, after your next race. Let's see how things go.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. You take care. Keep the rubber side down, shiny side up, and go do something nice for Shelly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. All right, folks, all that was Racer Radio. In the wings, we have Gun Sports Radio with Lance Belke and myself, and it's going to be pretty wild. We got new sponsors, thanks to Gator Z, and, of course, Gun Range San Diego, Triton Gunsmithing, Gasky Dillon Balance, and LLP, the lawyers that take care of all your guns ownership, all in the wings, getting ready to chat. In fact, Andrew Fontes is going to call in. He's the brand manager of Gator Z. Lance brought in a bunch of sunglasses, so we'll have to take a look at those and see. He's not wearing any right now, but he's wearing everything else. He's got his 511 gear on. I have to confess that we had worked out 5.11, we did a little trade for advertising, and I went down and bought another pair of pants. I actually wrote a check. I didn't even ask for the bump. I just said, I got to have another pair of these pants, dude. The only problem is I got the last pair in my size. I was going to buy two, but I only got to buy one, and I was a little concerned, but she said, oh, no. We sent all of our product to the SHOT Show and sold out in 15 minutes. So, folks, and I got to tell you, if anybody knows me, I've been wearing Harley-Davidson pants for 30 years. I don't care if it's a wedding, a funeral, I've been wearing Harley-Davidson pants. Lance Pelkey has got me totally flipped. I'm now wearing my 5'11 jeans, and I'm telling you, they are the most comfortable. They're I can't overemphasize how great these clothes are, folks. I just cannot overemphasize it. And they have a shirt down there. I can't think of the name of it. Go down and talk to the folks and tell them you want the breathable shirt. I don't think Lance got one. But it's just a polo shirt. Or not a polo shirt, but just a button-up shirt. And, oh, my gosh. You can hold it up to the light and you can see the air. I mean, you can see through it. It's one of the coolest shirts, literally, I've ever run into. All right. Well, hey, Lance is over here scratching things off and adding things. I don't know what we're doing over here. But we're going to have a whole lot of fun right here on Gun Sports Radio coming up next. But right now, Racer Radio is going to sign off for just a minute or two right here on AM 1170, The Answer.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy, happy trails to you till we meet again.
Radio on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Intelligent, conservative, AM.